Hello everyone, how are you guys? Hello my dear friends, I hope you're doing so much great when you want to listen to this. This is me, MHT0017 with another Let's Talk challenge. Without any hesitation, we just jump into the talking. Okay, in this time I want to share a very great video with very, I know, people just all the time. He's so much hilarious. And he is. I don't want to say he's not. Yes, for sure. That would be so much interesting, you know, and amusing when you're watching his video. Papa English. I don't know exactly what his name. But for me, unfortunately, he has a kind of British accent. And so it's not my point. No, I do not have any interest in learning English with British accent. But it's not about you know, I do not use it, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, listen to that lesson, to his lesson, you know, over and over again, because it's not my target to learn English with British accent. But it has a very interesting information. So that's the reason, you know, I've just choose this video, and I watch, you know, the first times of this video. I find it interesting, and when I watch this, I just stop this voice recording, and, you know, immediately I just try to explain what it is. Actually, new style, you know, because that's related to my memory, you know. It's so much awful. I'm just watching and, you know, immediately just translating in English. Isn't better English to English, but, you know, videos English to my English by my words. Yeah, that's the point. So let's get start. I'm just watch, you know, the first step. It's about, you know, he's explained one of the popular question people just ask from English teacher, you know, how they can improve their vocabulary. You know, what's the point? And he just said, yeah, all the time English teacher saying, you know, you must watch some movies in English, listen to radio in English. I'm not sure it's not the right pronunciation of this radio, I think. And yeah, that's it. No, he just said in a kind of funny way, and after that he just said, just leave me alone, you have to do that. But it's not like this. It's a kind of, you know, yeah, it's obvious, and all the time English teacher just saying. But what we can do, you know, specifically till that vocabulary start to, I don't know, expand. What is that would be that way. And he wanna share 5 tips that cause, you know, till we come into this consideration, what is that would be the way. The first thing he just said, what was that? The first thing? Okay, yeah, you learn English for some reason. What is that would be that reason? No, because you must learn something that has a kind of connection with your thing. You know, for example, you want to learn English for education, you want to immigrate to another country, and so, you know, what is that would be the more casual, more, you know, words frequently that just used in a kind of education period, you know, education's area. Yeah, that's better. Or I don't know, you want to use English for learn cooking. I don't know, you want to do some sport or whatever, it doesn't matter. You must, you know, focusly listen to something in English that's related to that thing you want, you know. still build, you know, those vocabulary has a connection with, you know, that thing you want. And, you know, instead of, you know, if it's your target is that, you know, for example, the first thing I just said, you know, have a kind of immigration for education, but you just, you know, learn about something about cooking, some words that has a connection with cooking, that's not gonna help you for education. So why you wanna do that? Yeah, it is, it's very true. Now let me see what is that would be the next one, and just pause it and I explain. Okay, the second thing I just mentioned is that, you know, you must all the time listen to something in English. It doesn't matter whether you have a, whether you have a, I'm not, it's not wrong, it's a kind of wrong pronunciation, I think, but okay, whether, you know, it's, you have a kind of concentrate about it or not, doesn't matter, just play something, you know, in background, in English, maybe some music, some radio, some, I don't know, movie in English, and it doesn't matter you have a concentration or not, you focus on it or not, and, you know, subconsciously it's affected on your English, and, you know, kind of improvement is gonna happen for you. To be honest, I'm not really agree with this. If you know how brain it's work, you also have the same idea like me. I'm not agree with this tip actually. That's wrong. It's the kind of thing all the time English teachers just say, you know, to their students. You must all the time listen to something in English. It's, you know, it has a lot of influence on your English. You can see after some while how much you become fluent. That's wrong. If you do not have any concentration, that's not gonna help you. This is my idea. I don't know if you have it, you wanna trust me or this person. But yeah, it's not just my personal idea or my experiential idea. No, it's not. It has a kind of scientific research, the thing I just said. So it's up to you, you wanna believe it or not. Let's jump to the next one. Yeah, and the third one is that about, you know, reading books, but not some books like textbooks or some books specifically that just created for teaching English. No, for fun, some novels, some kind of thing, you know, all the time. I'm pretty sure you just hear about it. I don't want to really put a lot of time on this. You just reading books and just making kind of reinforced for your establishment in English. And for me, no, I'm talking about myself. I know you guys have the same situation or not. Maybe some of you have a similar situation. I'm not really a fan of reading books. Not it's not because, you know, it doesn't any efficiency on my English. It does. But I don't like just do that. I'm not really comfortable because I think maybe it's not natural English. But for sure, for vocabulary specifically, that would be so much useful. And, you know, I'm just losing this opportunity because I don't like, you know, to reading books. For me, it's not really good. For you guys also, it's not good because you wanted actually words. It's obvious, it's a kind of foundation of, you know, English. If you want to talk, you have to know the words. But yeah, that's the situation I have, unfortunately. Let's talk about the next one. Yeah, this is the fourth one, and is that get crazy and funny about English. That's true, it's a kind of technique. If you want to memorize some new words, you know, if you make it in a kind of funny way, you know, at the first place when you want to memorize those stuff, it's more probable that just stick to your mind rather than, you know, you just try by, you know, repeat those words all the time, just memorize it. Or maybe, you know, in another word, or you know, in a different aspect, we can mention also to this concept. Just do some crazy stuff and also using English, you know, during that conflict. That mean I don't know, like this. I'm just saying, you know, some tips I can use, you know, for my example, very crazy stories. Like that cooking and education. What's the connection between this two theme? Nothing. But who cares? You know, we just wanna to talk about something that just saying what is our mean, and you know, that's the point. It's up to you. Again, it's not kind of thing, it's a kind of personal thing. But the thing is that, you know, just must make it funny till that cause, make it exciting actually, till that cause, you know, that would be so much easier to remind those stuff. Yeah, that's the point. Let me see what is our next one. I'm gonna explain it. Okay, you know, you must actually, you should watch the last one. That's amazing. And it's that, you know, practice English, it's a general idea. When you actually become emotional about something, some very funny scene that just, yeah, no, you can't see it. Some girl just, I don't know, gets divorced, and someone else just told her, no, you seem so much upset. Let's talk about, you know, your divorce in English. And yeah, I have no idea. That's a good thing, I think, you know. Yeah, when you become emotional, especially when you in a kind of sad way, maybe you wanna just concentrate on something else till, you know, that cause. Do not think about that sad thing that just happened for you. Practice English, that's a good choice. Yeah, why not? Maybe it's kind of, its impact, you know, it has a very enormous influence on your speaking. I have no idea. Maybe it's a kind of disguise tip. Okay, I think that's finished. Thank you for listening. If you have any idea or comment or anything, just put it in this page. I'm gonna answer to that comment. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. Bye for now, and take care.